function into your direction. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Remain standing. Get your Bibles. Joshua chapter 1. We have to ponder this a while, for it is almost in the spirit world at large a virgin territory. It's some things that God wants us to have, but he cannot get them to us without this type of insight. And the insight I'm talking about is meditation. I want you to write in your notes, meditation is having supernatural visitation with God. Meditation is having supernatural visitations, plural, with God. It takes you in a depth in the spirit world when you meditate. And it takes you into realms of the spirit, and it opens realms of the supernatural to you that you will not get if you don't know how to meditate. I guess you could say it this way. Meditation slow you down enough so God can talk to you. Everything fast now, you know. But when you meditate, you pause in and give God an opportunity to speak to you. Now, I want you to notice in this 8th verse, Joshua 1 and 8, there are four words that start with M. All of them are there for a reason. One lead to the other one. 4M, you underline them. 4Ms you're going to find. One leads to another. One leads to another. In Joshua 1:8, it said, this book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. That is for M, mouth. It's so important that the word of God stay in your mouth. Speak the word of God over your family, over your life. And don't let it depart. And thou shalt meditate. Now that's the next word. Meditate. Meditation is a divine investigation. Prompted by the Holy Ghost. That takes you deep into the presence of God. Meditation. You've got to take time to meditate. So you got the word meditate. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, how often?
Day and night.
And then the next word you see, that thou mayest. In other words, you're incapable on the surface. Just reading is not good enough. He put that word in there for a reason. To meditate is when you pause, sit still, listen, invite, yield. Quietness in the spirit realm where it's just you and God. Because if not, there are some places in the spirit you never will go if you don't meditate. You say, mayest, that thou mayest. Observe to do according to all that's written therein. There's some things you can't do unless you become a meditator. Are you following me?
Yes,
I didn't say a reader, I said a meditator.
Yes,
all right. Now this last one, is where you were on your way to.
Yep.
But then, after you pass the first three, thou shalt make.
Yes, sir.
Underline the word make. Make, not ask. See, your success is not up to God. Your success is up to you. How far And how much can you yield to God in all this traffic? A lot of traffic, a lot of religious traffic. How far? How far can you yield to God? What percentage do God have of your life? Oh my, what a question. Ask me that question. I just heard that, you know. What percentage do God have in your life? 5? You know what he wants, right?
Yes, sir.
But then thou shalt make, underline that other M, those four M's, I think they're progressive. Make thy way prosperous. No? Don't be asking for it, make it. And then thou shalt have good success. So the word prosper and good success is there, but you notice who have to bring it to pass. It's there already, it's there for you. But as we're studying, as we are being students and we're learning, we're getting in a position to understand that meditation is having supernatural visitations with God. I'm gonna let you sit down in a few minutes. I'm gonna give you 3 or 4 more hot spots to stand in. You want to permit the Holy Spirit to unfold the mysteries of God in your heart through meditation. Unfold the mysteries of God in your heart through meditation. Your mystery is not my mystery. My mystery is not your mystery. Right. And the person standing next to you, their mystery is not your mystery. Right. Good God Almighty. God. In other words, what we're saying, God has mysteries just for me.
Yes.
My name written on it. But he cannot, unless we pause and give him a chance, he can't reveal it to you. Just stay with me a few minutes. Get these few line up here. I have a prophecy. I'm going to prophesy over you. I don't know whether I'm going to do it prior to preaching or during the preaching or after I preach. I don't know. Meditation is penetration in the spirit realm on purpose. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Penetrating in the spirit realm on purpose. Penetrating. In other words, tonight, getting off the surface.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit wants you to know, look at me, there's more.
Yes.
To a large degree, my brothers and sisters, the church been on the surface. Because she's supposed to be running the thing.
Amen.
We got the power. But the power not going to operate automatically. You're going to have to hear from him clearly to know how to function, and you're going to have to make moves that your senses don't agree with. I hear loud in the spirit, Sunday school is over. I need some people who are maximizing in the spirit. You heard that? You heard that?
Yes, sir.
I need some people who are maximizing in the spirit. In other words, every step they take, you know God got a hold of them.
Yes, sir.
When they walk in a room,
yes, sir,
you recognize that God got their hand.
Yes, sir.
And why you keep looking at the other point? I'm talking to you. See, that's the problem. Some people have made themselves so big that everybody looking at them. No, quit looking. Look in the mirror of the word. See yourself. See your God. See your God. Oh, stop looking at the other person, God, with all them talents behind their name. That don't mean nothing. Walk with it. Talk with it. Yield to him. Now, I will say some things to your life. Your life will change tonight. Your life, when you leave here, the same person not leaving. I saw it in the spirit realm. Some things going to be said to you. Meditation is penetrating in the spirit realm on purpose. Partaking of the supernatural on purpose. I like this next one. You're going to start meditating when I give you the next one. Soaking in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Soaking in the presence of God. When you meditate, you're soaking. In the presence of God. In the presence of the Lord Jesus. In the presence of the Holy Spirit. Soaking. Soaking in the presence of God. Give you three or four more and then I'm going to let you sit down. When you're meditating, the Spirit of God said to me, tell them you're pursuing divine insight. You are pursuing divine insight on any situation that comes up in your life. You go to the Bible and let the Holy Spirit lead you where to go and meditate. And I promise you, you're soaking in the presence of God and you'll be pursuing divine insight. I think I'm going to give you that prophecy at the beginning so you can be ready for the outline. But let me give you one more statement. Revelation provokes, well, meditation provokes revelation, and revelation provokes the supernatural. Ah! Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Meditation provokes revelation, and revelation provoke the supernatural. Well, all right, Lord. It produces supernatural grace, glory, mercy, goodness, power, manifestation, demonstration, stepping in his presence at all times. I'll go back over that.
Yes, sir.
Please.
Yes, sir.
It produces meditation, supernatural grace. In other words, grace come alive to you. Supernatural glory. Mercy. Goodness. Power. Manifestation. I'm looking at you online. I'm looking at you now. So I want y'all to be in here. Demonstration. And your lifestyle will become stepping in his presence at all times. No matter what's going on around you. Now, yield to this prophetic moment. Can these bones live? He told me that. Can these bones live? I mean, to the degree or the spiritual dimension that we have lived, we actually to the potentials that we have, We've been dry bones. You ask the prophet, can these bones live? And I know. And so I want to prophesy. You out of the grave of dry bones. I don't care about no Wednesday, man. It ain't Wednesday to me. What? I don't have a Sunday God. My God functions all the time. Now listen to some of the things he says, you're going to find yourself getting up. Because the first thing he said, get up off the floor. He said it twice. Up off the floor. It's time for you to know what way to go. Heaven have floors, F-L-O-W-S, that are waiting for you. Floors that already paid for by the work of the cross. Now listen, new invitations are coming, but you must see in the spirit before they can manifest. Jesus Christ. We say new invitation. So rejoice that you are directed and headed to these places that are waiting on you. Listen. Upgrade in your life are to enable you to fulfill the assignment that I have on your life. Otherwise, you're about to give you an upgrade. Watch this now, because I wish somebody to listen to me going through something. This one here going to really deal with it tonight. All battles are about to turn into bridges that lead to higher level of living. You heard that? All battles are about to turn into, so if you got a battle, just go ahead and jig it on out. They about to turn into a bridge. See, once you have insight, Goliaths don't mean nothing. Red seas don't mean nothing. The fire funnels don't mean nothing. The lions in the den don't mean nothing. See, once you got insight with God, he shut all that down. Let me give you this one again. Let me get you back. Upgrades in your life are to enable you to fulfill the assignment that I have on your life. All battles are about to turn into bridges that leads to a higher level of living. Meditators are digging into a supernatural soul and uncovering all superficial blockage. Satan got some superficial blockage that he had placed in our life, but as we meditate, we go to the supernatural, and the supernatural removes the superficial. Don't believe you don't have none. Don't stand up and believe. Why that? But that was a good one. No. Everyone has got superficial blocking somewhere in our lives. Because our lives are so terrific and so blessed by God that if you got to get in there and hear what he's saying and yield to him. God wants you to have what you want. So, oh Lord, yeah, I got to say that. Why in the hell I got to fight so much when God want me to have it? That's Satan. That's superficial. You see, that's superficial, pretending to be supernatural. But all that going out of your life. I can't hear you. meditators are digging into supernatural soil and uncovering all superficial blockages. It's time to rejoice. What are you waiting on? Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. You may be seated. In Joshua 1:8, our golden text, I'm just going to use that one verse to open it up. And I'm going to give you some supernatural points that you can apply to your life.
Yes, sir.
And you can't apply them because you're born of God.
Yes, sir.
Meditation, ooh, I love this one. Pull the supernatural out of God into your spirit.
Yes, sir.
Meditation pulls the supernaturalness of God out into your spirit. See, revelation, insight, discernment, proper anointing. You see, revelation, insight, discernment. See, you're gonna pull, when you're meditating, you're going to pull all that out.
Yes, sir.
Into you.
Yes.
No more tricks. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I want to show you something there and make a statement that the Holy Spirit gave me for this lesson. I told you, try to use your Bible and try to wear your suit. It took us a little while to put these ties on and stuff, but it's a better atmosphere. I know we can have more people here tonight. They don't like the way y'all dress, though. They want y'all to street dress. Be like them. See, they want to take the church over. Hallelujah. Now, listen very carefully. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 and 10 is very important here because meditation had a whole lot to do with this. Because when you're dealing with meditation, you're getting in a place of revelation. You're pausing long enough for the Holy Spirit to talk to you and show you things you couldn't see otherwise. So I'm going to make a statement as the Holy Spirit made it to me. Then we'll read verse 9 and 10. Supernatural grace is on the front row of meditation. Meditation will start unfolding supernatural grace, which will unfold your ownership, your kingdom ownership. Should be reigning in your life, in the life of the people who are around you. Now look at what this scripture says here in 1 Corinthians 2:9. But it is written, I had not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But in meditation, yeah. See, ooh, I heard something. In meditation, you go deeper than Satan. In other words, where you can go in meditation, Satan can't go.
That's right. That's right.
So, meditation annihilate deception. You honor deception territory. See, because you're now traveling in the tenth voice. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Now, reveal mean that you're in a place Satan can't regulate. Reveal mean you're in a dimension that he can't handle. That's what the Father set up, that we can be in dimension that he cannot handle, cannot rob. Thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10, but I'm coming that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly, but you got to work with me. You got to cooperate with me. You cannot be a regular person another day in your life. I'm talking to you. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to you. Oh, yes, sir. You cannot be a regular person because this revelation is so strong. If you catch a hold of them, your life is changing right now. Your life is changing. Listen to me. Changing and expanding.
Yes, sir.
Changing.
Yes, sir.
And expanding right now, right here, tonight. On a Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Yes, God. You'll never be the same again.
Yes.
He says here, and he'll show you how to help. But God has revealed them unto us by Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. Look, notice, deep all things, deep things, deep, meditate, penetrate.
Yes,
sir. See? In other words, your surface life is over. And your sanctified life is knocking on the door. And you're not just a sower, but you're soaring in life. I just want to ask you how you got there. You want somebody to come ask you that question. How you got there? I mean, what you did? What are you doing? Your life is supposed to be a testimony to get people to question you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Supernatural grace is on the front row of meditation. Turn to 1 Corinthians. You there now, ain't you? All right. Turn to the 13th chapter.
Hallelujah.
I know I've been watching my dad. My dad stir up you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He make you say something. You just sit there and look. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First Corinthians 13. I'm going to read the scripture and I'm going to tell you the insight or the revelation that God wants me to place on your heart. In 1 Corinthians 13:3, it says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not love, charity, it profit me nothing. And you know that 13th chapter, tell you love, sell it everything, you know what I'm saying? But here saturated love will manifest to the meditator. In other words, the love of God cannot be understood through nice words. You got to soak in that love. So you can be different, then your faith work different. Everything started working different when you soak in the love of God. I Then I'm finally going to get to 2 Peter. Tell you the 7 things to add to your faith. Man, I tell you what. And they tell you how to be humble. In 2 Peter, if I go to another, I'll miss all the rest of my outline. But my God. It's calling you off your high horse. I got faith. Do you have any love? Do you have any patience? Saturated love will manifest to the meditator. Meditative prosperity is on the horizon for you. Meditative prosperity is on the horizon for you. For he who meditates receives divine instruction. You heard me read it all together now. Meditative prosperity is on the horizon for you. For he who meditates receives divine instruction. Back to Joshua 1:8. Back to Psalm 1:1-3. Yep. You get to the place that everything you touch prosper. Yes. Yes. Now, a pastor is not telling you secondhand information. Yes, sir. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I read it, fed it, let it led me, and now it's manifesting everywhere.
Hallelujah.
It's sort of like that guy said, we were walking together, the guy said, I ain't got no bill either. You ain't got no car, you ain't got no house, you ain't got nothing else either. Now, I guess you ain't got no bill, you ain't got nothing. He was proud too, like he was spiritually anointed, walking beside me. I ain't got no bills either. You ain't got nothing else either. Now, I never heard this before, so I want you to hear it. I'm going to read it again. I want you to catch it. Meditative prosperity. Never heard of that kind of prosperity. Is on the horizon for you. For he who meditate receive divine, and instruction is plural, instruction. Now, Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, you know, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. So he's in the Spirit. By being in the Spirit, he heard. By being in the Spirit, he saw. By being in the Spirit, he wrote some things down. By being in the Spirit, he spoke. Them five things. I think there are five things that happened to him in the Spirit. Ooh, I'm about to scream. Ooh, my Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Five things happened. Go to Revelation. Five things about to happen to you. See? Alpha and Omega. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Right. When you're in the Spirit, you're actually wearing a meditative anointing. Because the Holy Spirit make your eyes become penetrators.
Yeah.
And your hearing changes.
Right.
And you shut your mind down with all them lies, but you're not gonna make it. You take on the mind of Christ. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Mind is still trusting the Lord Jehovah. What in him? everlasting strength.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell y'all the Lord up in here.
Yes.
Ooh, I can't hardly stand it.
Yes,
that's some glory. Getting in your life right now. You're a wise woman. You're a wise man to be here tonight. I'm telling you, there's some glory getting in your life. I mean, all mine. Beyond all the religious pigs. There's slop coming out of your life tonight. By a divine solution of what way to turn. When to stop and when to pull off. You have moved into another dimension tonight. It has been imparted to you. Imparted to you. Now come on. Receive. Come on, son. Come on, Nalaya. It has been imparted to you, but you got to receive it. I receive, receive. You got to start and all of that. You got to receive it. See, that I told you these are not Bible studies. These are importation service. Apostolically, God, the reason I'm not traveling, hold on out, they invited me to Nigeria at a minister's conference. They said they want me to come. And then another church invited me, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll be to go because I found out in the apostolic, I got to go to all my churches. But then I got to make sure you are a profound apostolic church. See, I got because you the one that God assigned me to. So before I go spread it anywhere else, I got to get you. And then when anybody come here, they know you're apostolic. Your attitude. Your lifestyle, your praise. You're not afraid to say glory. Hallelujah. The Lord been good to me. And I want everybody to know. He brought me from a mighty long way. Y'all about to cut up now. I saw somebody just got out of a hole. A hole that they've been in a long time, but you just got out of that hole. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can't hear you. Stop believing you're going to be sick the rest of your life. I don't care what nobody say. You got a God on the inside of you. He can wipe it out any minute. Matter of fact, he's wiping some things out right now. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We hear in his name, right? In the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord. You got supernatural oil on the inside of you. Help, healing, deliverance is on the inside of you. Turn it loose. Let it flow. Let it flow. Ha 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 But real, come on. It's real dangerous. I know I said people get upset, but it's real dangerous to stay home now. It's a $50 seed. So do you have that fivefold anointing? Do you have it? Sit down, sir. I'll make sure you got it. We'll get a habit. That fivefold anointing. I was in the spirit of the Lord there, and I heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. So when you're a meditator, you are a different kind of hero. You understand? Go to the 11th verse. Revelation 1:11, saying, I'm Alpha and Omega, he's the first and the last. And what thou seest writing the book, see, now he's a writer. He's seeing and writing. See, what thou seest, write. See. Now I have so many, I'm just sharing with you, all right? Diaries of success. Time I was praying, God said something special to me. I wrote it. I saw it. I wrote it. Now I can go back and read it anytime I get ready. Yeah. And when I go back, I got the same inspiration. Yeah. Same anointing. Yes. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So God wants you to be able to hear, see, write, and then speak it. See, a lot of things we're speaking, we ain't saw nothing. We ain't heard nothing. Ooh, Lord. Oh, my. So you got that 5-4 anointing?
Yes,
sir. Just read that in Revelation. You see it. You pick it up, underline it. Now, turn to Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah! Y'all better be getting this. See, y'all better be getting this.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. I feel His presence. Shalalabakata. Glory to God. We're about to make a statement here now. You see, these statements coming out. God's spirit into my spirit when I'm praying for the minister to you. In Psalm 1:1-3, get ready to write. You are about to smother all defeat in your life. You heard that? You are about to smother all defeats. F-E-A-T-S in your life. And here's how you do it. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the seat of the scornful. But what he does, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. Look at it now, what he do with it. He should. He does meditate day and night.
Yeah.
Meditate, right?
Yes.
Penetrate, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what it means. Then he said, "What? How does life end up? He should be like a tree."
Yeah.
Planted. He should be like a tree. Plant. Other words, there's not no shaking and rattling. You're planted. Or you got roots. What's the name, man? It's cellar. I got cellar good success. I got a cellar assignment that God gave me. I'm talking to you. You look up at this pulpit and you got an assignment. Let the wind blow, I'm rooted.
Yes, rooted. Yes, sir. Come on now,
They call it being grounded and rooted. That's why when COVID came, we wasn't blown away. I was riding a golf cart, mess around and listen at them. I shouldn't have never shut this church down. We should have kept going to church. Some men did do it. They never stopped. COVID couldn't shut us down. You're rooted. So with Psalm 1:1-3, it says you're about to smother all defeat in your life. If you want to smother defeat, just go to Psalm 1 and practice 1:2-3. And you'll smother everything. I don't care how long you've been having it. I don't care what's going on in your family. It ain't for you. Not no defeat. So actually, meditation releases the grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Meditation, because when you're going down in there, you're going to run into all of them. Yeah, you see, when you're going down there and taking the time, you're going to run into all of them. You're going to run into God, you're going to run into Jesus, you're going to run into the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And they're all going to have something to say to you.
Yes, sir.
Second Corinthians, I'm about to close. Second Corinthians. Oh my goodness. That Monona, nice. Oh my. The days of regular church is over. See what I'm saying? You're a supernatural walker.
Supernatural.
I'm a supernatural talker. Supernatural visitation with God. See, one thing you have to know that meditation is not on the surface. Meditation steps into supplies that a non-meditator never sees. That's a powerful statement. Y'all didn't catch all of it. Yeah, it brings you somewhere deeper, stronger, wiser with God. It gives God a chance to operate on you. Take the fear out. Take that last crazy statement was made to you that shook you up. It'll take it out. John 15:3 says you're clean, cleansed through the word. John 15:7 says if you abide in me, my word abide in you. Ask what you will. See, meditating is abiding in the word. So he said, if you abide in me, my word abide in you. He said, ask what you will. What? Ho. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me try to find you. Meditation releases the grace of Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians. Now these are my favorite verses here. One of my favorite verses. 13:14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Those those three things. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to run into grace in meditation. And the love of God, 2 Corinthians 13:14, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Those three things you're going to run into in meditation. The love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ first, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. What you can't handle with that don't exist. Oh my goodness. And back to 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, write that down again because I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to rush now because I want you, because I won't bring this stuff back. Meditation unfolds the will and plans of God and how to walk in them boldly. That's 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. You had that scripture earlier. All right, next one. I'm going to next one. Just get it to you. Meditation is a supernatural drilling into the spirit realm. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Experiencing the power of being a kingdom meditator. One of my favorite verses here is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Meditation opening a whole new world of divine living.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Opening, come on now, y'all. I just told you how to get in the new world of divine living. Because while you're down there meditating, God's going to show you something. Some light's going to come on. Some strength going to come on. Some his voice going to come on. That's 2 Peter 2:1-10. Two more and we'll be through. Meditate the cross and discover and recover everything.
Yes.
Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And then the next verse said, I will not frustrate the grace of God. So your frustration old. You can't be a meditator and frustrated too. You can't have a strong visitation with God and come out the same way. Years are being taken off your life tonight. Years, I'm talking about years, Y-E-A-R-S, years are being taken off. You just got to listen to what God's saying to you. Child, listen. You start meditating, demons start dying in your life. They got to find another resident. Too much revelation here. Too much anointing here. Too much joy here. Too much peace here. Too much of everything. So write these words down. I'll close. Give me a little stack of paper right there. Let me read something about them seeds. Tell them tonight. I won't try to get bit. I had that Columbus. I don't know what I read Sunday, but I'm gonna read one or two things, and you come receive the heart.
Yes, sir.
Write these words down. Utterance, inspiration, revelation, impartation. Can the body of Christ come alive like I designed her to be? Permit me to take you places in the spirit world you have never seen. That was part of that prophecy. I typed it separate. Can the body of Christ come alive like I designed her to be? Permit me to take you places in the spirit world you have never seen. You got to know it. Always places. See, I know it. That's why when I'm reading my Bible and I'm meditating, when I'm praying about these meetings, I know there's a lot of places in the spirit world I have not seen. And I just get enjoy. You can just show me things, all right? All right, let me see. You ain't got no business being broke. I catch these notes here. Sowing is a provisional insight. Sowing is a provisional insight. God has a way to provide for us that nobody can stop. I don't care what kind of law they pass. Yes, I was in Columbus on 18, 2018. God knows how to pay back.
Yes, he does.
And God knows how to back pay.
Yes,
none of your seed will go unaccountable. Because when you see it, then you can comprehend how it goes, and then you can act retroactive. So God can't fail. Now, listen to this one, and I've experienced this. There are some harvests you didn't get because there are some things you didn't know. See, the harvest is designed to bless you, but if you get a too big a harvest and not trained properly, it'll curse you. God economy is a seed conscious economy, not a work conscious. That's the curse. Everybody trying to get a better job, get a better seed. Then I love it. I can talk to you, and I'm not trying to receive an offer. See, money come and shut that down. I don't try to receive no offer. See, when I was teaching the money coming, you got a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
I was teaching money coming, traveling a lot. They wanted me to be an offering person. So what the Lord told me said, stop receiving your own offer. When you go, I'll receive my own offer. And then they said, they'll try to use me with my anointing to raise money. God is obligated to give you seed. He gives seed to the soil. Here we go. The worry, fear, frustration, and stagnation you're having in your finances, God will address it and you'll be able to see. God's whole provisional system is based on a seed, because Satan cannot understand seeds. That's why they kill him. They didn't know Jesus was a seed. They didn't know that if they killed Jesus, all of us are going to come. We the harvest.
Yes.
Your harvest, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Become resurrection. Resurrect you out of debt and lack. A resurrection seed. The seed, I'm going to give you two or three more, I'm going to quit. The seed is designed to cause you to whip the enemy in the financial category. You're not going to stop him without a seed and enter into abundance, the abundant life. Look like when you're sowing, the enemy thinks he's winning. But you have to sow with a resurrection concept. I think I told you this, but I told you it was in green. I marked this for a reason. In green. If sowing is the way that God defeated Satan, he did with Jesus, why would you try another route? See, he don't want you to know about the seed. And one of the ways he, I got to close. One of the ways he suppressed the seed is by ministers not under the apostolic begging for an offering. And so people kind of cheerful now. You're kind of chilly when you go to talk about money and giving. But it's a setup. It's for you to give so God can return to you. But at the same time, God's business can be taken care of without taking government checks. They're passing a government check out, you know, and God said, you don't get one? And the bank asked, my son said, y'all, you get that check. I said, we don't need that check. Because I don't want them to say that God couldn't handle his business. So this church never had no government check. I never will. Talk to me, Lord. All right. If a seed can save us from going to hell, a seed can save us from financial hardship down here. I like that one. I better put it in green too. Sowing is not your only way out. Sowing is your only way in. And all I see it is, I put here, is stewardship training. It's training, that's all. See, why did, with money coming, souls came? I ain't never asked nobody to come up here. Anywhere I go in the world, people start getting up. And it's God. He's making souls out of them without somebody got to beg them 15 hours and read 9 scriptures. And they give it grudgingly. They say, they ain't got no faith, so nothing coming back. He just beg me, he make me tell me I'm going to hell. You ain't going to hell because you ain't give nothing. You're going to catch hell down here. Come on. Hallelujah.